I mentioned the Coolong Camp Up and Cook-Off was held yesterday. Another big success. Very good morning to one of the organisers, Glenn Breeze. G'day, Glenn. How are you, buddy?
Good, Matty, and yeah.
Great, thank you. Thank you for joining us here on the show this morning. I know it's nice and early. You had a big weekend, big day yesterday, and it's been very, very hectic for you, mate.
Yeah, mate, it has been a busy, busy week, but, you know, we're lucky out here that we've got people that band together to get the day going for us. A little bit cool yesterday, but we still had a pretty good turnout.
That's fantastic. It's all about raising money for the Coolong Hall. What can you tell us about the event yesterday, mate? How'd it go?
Mate, we had, like I said, a pretty good day. The weather could have been a little bit better. You know, we've had some pretty warm days the last few years, so it was a little bit cool, a little bit windy yesterday, but, yeah, look, we still had a fairly good turnout. We almost sold out again, which was good, and we had a couple of new stalls there, so new people showing some interest about coming out there on the day. So it was really good.
Eight teams, I believe, in this year's competition. Is that right?
Yeah, eight teams this year, mate. Eight teams. Three different teams took out prizes on the day and then one overall winner. So, yeah, it was a good day. We had Slow Food Mildura won the entree. They won that with a mushroom risotto.
Oh, sounds fantastic.
And then we had a team called Bushwhackers. And the Bushwhackers made bush birds, which was like an Indian Thai type curry, I suppose you'd say.
Right.
And then the dessert was like a deconstructed cheesecake. They actually made ice cream in the camp oven as well. So this caveman, his name is, he's done it before. So yeah, it's really good. And then the overall winner was Bushwhackers.
The Bushwhackers.
The Bushwhackers did it, mate. So by one vote.
Really, by one vote.
By one vote.
Oh, man.
To a team that didn't win any of the courses. But they nearly won it by, just lost it by one vote, mate. So.
Quite amazing competition. So congratulations to all the people behind the scenes that put it on again. Looking forward to again next year. I guess you want to thank a few people, do you?
Yeah, look, I do, mate. McGinnis Butchery, who got on board with us again. Fantastic meat, really good quality meat. So the teams went out there. Sunrise Produce, Penny Matthews, Danny Littlehales, Brian McGaffin, Les Parkinson. Just to name a few of the people behind the scenes that get the day going, and especially to everyone that turned up on the day as well and supported the hall. It is our biggest fundraiser for the year, and all the money goes back into the hall. So thanks to everyone that turned out and braved the weather.